Hello, everyone, and welcome to Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin, and today I'll be discussing The Old Dark House from 1932, starring Boris Karloff and directed by James Whale. Some essential movie details about this film. This was Boris Karloff's first credited starring role. His name had been left off the Frankenstein 1931 publicity packages and was only credited in the end credits of that film. A movie poster for this film, The Old Dark House, and this is another detail, this sold at Christie's in New York in 1991 on December for $48,000. And at this time, it was one of the most expensive posters ever. And then finally, Boris Karloff wasn't keen on playing a non-speaking role as he didn't feel like he had a lot to do. And so those are some kind of behind-the-scenes details about this film. And this was a first-time watch for me. You know, I'd never really heard of it or really seen it before. But I'm a fan of James Whale and of Boris Karloff. So a film with them together again, I was really eager and excited to check it out. So let me get into my thoughts on the plot. The plot, I gave it a 3 out of 5. You know, I like the idea of a creepy house with creepy things going on, but I'll be honest, not a whole lot really happens in this film. You know, these people, they're stuck in a rainstorm, and then they go inside and sit down at a table and talk for 45 minutes, and then the film ends, like, not long after that, right? Not a whole lot happens. It's just a lot of talking, and it's not even talking about, you know, horror or scary things, really. It's about their mundane lives, right? So I wasn't too thrilled with that. Again, the villain shows up at the very, very end, and he's a creepy old man, and he dies almost instantly, right? So I wasn't a huge fan of that, wasn't too crazy about it. The things I did like, though, I did like some of the characters and some of the acting, and I'll get into that next, but yeah, overall, it was a pretty disappointing story. So talking about the acting, I gave that a 3 out of 5. I thought it was okay, but not really great. You know, I love Boris Karloff in other films, but he was just, he didn't have a whole lot to do. Like he was saying, you know, he had hardly any dialogue, and his costume was cool, but that was really it. He was just a mute, scary guy, I guess. You know, there wasn't a whole lot to him. And Charles Laughton, he was also in this film. I was excited to see him in it too, but he was just okay, nothing crazy. He's hardly in it. He's in one scene, maybe two. So that was a little disappointing. And then there's another actor who's in other films I've seen. His name is Melvin Douglas. If you've ever seen Ninotchka, he's the main romantic interest to, oh, what's her name? Gloria Graham, I think is her name. Greta Garbo, excuse me. I don't like his acting very much. And same thing, he's kind of hammy. And I'm not a huge fan of his acting. I don't like his character in this movie either. So all around, the acting was just okay. The girl actors were okay too, but no, it was a bit disappointing. I'm not going to lie. All right, so talking about the directing, I gave that a 2 out of 5. You know, I love James Whale. I love James Whale, excuse me. You know, I loved the first Frankenstein movie. I thought it was great. And I love The Invisible Man too. That's a great film. And Bride of Frankenstein, I'm kind of iffy about. So this kind of fits in that category. I was very disappointed. I mean, I really wanted more with this villain. We hardly get him in this. He's not in it at all. And when he is, he basically dies almost instantly. And the characters are just sitting around for a good chunk of the film. Not a lot happens. Really until the last 5-10 minutes of the film. And it's not a very long film. It's only like 1 hour and 10 minutes. So it's like most of the film, right? So I wasn't too thrilled, and I was very disappointed, and which is sad because I really like James Whale. He was a great director for the other films I mentioned, but yeah, that disappointing. All right, so talking about cinematography and special effects, I gave that a 3 out of 5, and I thought it was average. Again, we're in one room, one house, one set piece, really. Nothing too spectacular, nothing crazy. And the only special effect really is the costume of Boris Karloff, and it's not that great of a costume, but it is what it is. It really felt like a cheaper budgeted film. yeah, I don't know what else to add to that. Like, it was pretty disappointing, I'm not going to lie. All right, so now talking about the music, I gave that a 2 out of 5. It was okay. It's barely there, and I don't like the music they used. It didn't fit, personally, for me, tonally speaking. And I wish there was more, and, you know, especially when the villain is around, there's no music there. It's just pretty quiet for most of it. And I get it, you know, we're just out of the silent era, but there was music in the silent era. So maybe it was hard to mix. I don't know, but I was pretty disappointed with that. All right, so tallying that all up, that brings my Letterboxd score to 2.6 out of 5, which I'm rounding to a 3 out of 5. So would I recommend this movie? Not really. I was really disappointed with it. You know, not a whole lot happens. They're really sitting around and just talking. And I love James Whale, but I really feel like this was a lesser film from him. You know, there's no crazy costume design. There's no crazy characters, really. It's just one or two. It was pretty disappointing. So, no, I don't recommend it. And if you are to watch it, don't set your expectations too high. It's not the best. It really isn't. All right. Well, those are my thoughts on The Old Dark House from 1932. Thank you so much for watching and listening today's episode. Make sure to follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Really Old Movies, where I discuss details about the week's particular film. New podcast episodes are released Saturdays at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Amazon Music, and video versions on YouTube and Rumble Mondays at 7 p.m. All right. Thank you so much. This has been Really Old Movies. I'm your host, Harrison Scullin. Take care.